I said it's to eat the simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
You gotta treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She's giving me all the look and see. You know what I mean. Oh, you gotta
treat her like a
lady.
You gotta treat her like a.
Oh, you gotta treat her like a lady. Sang the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose on your radio, friend. 16 minutes until 11 o'clock on your tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, along with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst, on these community conversation. And she is Carrie Dawson. She's the special events director. We are always treating everybody like gentlemen and ladies. Please welcome her to your radio, friend. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being had. Where are you this morning?
You know, I am at my home right now, as luck would have it. I am not feeling great, you know, leading into the biggest, busiest week of the year. But I thought, hey, I'm going to rest today because we're all going to get started with this tomorrow. And look forward to an excellent Ironman 70.3 week.
Well, you don't seem like you're resting. You're on the radio right now.
I know, but you know.
What's
I always have time for my friends at WRJ.
Really appreciate it. What seems to be ailing you right now?
You know, I don't understand how you can get a cold in the summer. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't seem fair.
That's why they call them summer colds, Carrie.
I know, it's ridiculous, you know. But that's okay. I think just all the busyness in getting ready for this weekend's race kind of just, you know, takes its toll. But that's okay. We press on.
Well, exactly. We're talking about the big Ironman race. Is this like the biggest event of the year for you, or is it just another
one in
a series?
It's the biggest event of the year. We basically start planning, you know, right after the event concludes in July. We start again right away for the next year. And so it's been, you know, several month long process, and the last month it's just been, you know, really super busy. You know, we had this long bike and run course, and we all the permits and approvals, and really one of the biggest challenges is our volunteers, you know, recruiting 1,200 volunteers from this area to serve this week is one of my major tasks. So that's what's keeping me up at night right now.
And how many volunteers do you have for the Ironman?
So we have between 1,200 and 13 positions that are filled by about 900 volunteers.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable. And what's really great is that the majority of them, I'd say about 85%, are from Racine County. They're from nonprofit groups who are coming out and donating their time. They're also receiving donations for their service. But, you know, it's really a labor of love. These groups have come out year after year. Some of them, this will be their seventh year out, and it's pride for them. They come and they represent, and they're just a joy to work with. So while the number is overwhelming, we are like a little family, and, well, actually a great big family, and we get along so well, and we all work hard to really represent our community.
This is Glenn Klein along with Mark Eichhorst on WRJN's Community Conversation. She is the ailing but still very enthusiastic Carrie Dawson. She's the Director of Special Events for Real Racine. So where is it taking place? What time does it start? How can people participate or at least watch?
Yeah, we want people just to come out and support the community. It's this Sunday. The swim kicks off at 7 a.m. down at North Beach. Now, 7 a.m. may sound a little scary, but this is an all-day event. The swim starts at 7. The athletes, we have about between 2,300, I'd say about, are going to swim 1.2 miles along the shore. They're going to get out, and then they're going to bike 56 miles through Racine County, and they're going to cap it off with a 13.1-mile run. And the kind of best place to be is at North Beach. You can watch all the action. You can watch the athletes transition from sport to sport. And that's where the start and finish lines are. That's where you want to be. It's free and open to the public. And you know what? It's really inspirational. If you just need someone to, like, motivate you to get up and get moving or get active, these folks will do it. And, you know, it's these people are coming from all over the world and all over the country. And we have our community come out and cheer for them and rally with them and support, you know, Real Racine. You know, that just shows what an amazing community we have. So we encourage everyone to come on down to the beach and cheer along with us.
She is Carrie Dawson, the Director of Special Events for Real Racine. I'll tell you what motivates me to come to an event.
What's that?
Bratwurst.
No, I got nothing.
Are there going to be brats burning at the Ironman competition?
Danny's Meats is there every year, and I believe they have bratwurst. So if that's going to motivate you to come on down. Now, let me tell you one more thing, Glenn, that's new this year. Real Racine is sponsoring a cheering station. We're giving away free thunder sticks, free pom-poms, free go signs, all the cheering gear you need absolutely free. Come on down, bring your kids. We'd love to give it out and blew up the area.
Blew up the area?
Blew up the area. You know, blew the color. Work with me here.
That's what I do. Well, feel better. No bratwurst for you. A little chicken soup, maybe. That's what they call Jewish penicillin. And you'll feel better by
chicken
Sunday.
Chicken soup is good. I need to get all my energy because we have a long stretch of days ahead, and I'm going to be ready.
Well, it sounds like you got plenty of energy, even though you're not feeling quite well. But really appreciate your time. How can people get more information?
Yeah, more information. This is a simple web address. You can go to IronmanRacine.com or visit us at RealRacine.com. All the information. Now, Glenn, many people in the area are always concerned about road closures, traffic delays, that sort of business for race morning. You're also going to be able to find that information at RealRacine.com and IronmanRacine.com.
All right. Well, we are going to be joined by Ryan Richards, the race director, pretty quick here. But take care of yourself, and we'll see you out there on Sunday at the Ironman.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. There she goes, Carrie Dawson, the Director of Special Events for Real Racine. Boy, if she's not feeling well right now, I'd like to hear her when she is feeling up to snuff. You talk about a great spokesperson and tremendous energy enthusiasm.
She's absolutely fantastic. It was just a couple of years ago that Governor Walker named her one of the rising stars in tourism in the state of Wisconsin. You can see why. You know, the Ironman annually brings in $2.5 million into our community. There's, I think, 40-some states, 30-some countries represented.
Wow.
Each, like we said, 2,300 athletes. Each athlete brings on an average of 4 to 5 people with them. And this is the one that really surprised me. The average family income of a triathlon athlete, the average income is $170,000.
The income?
Yeah, of the family.
Why would that surprise you?
I just don't think it would be that much, but it's an expensive sport because you're traveling all around and all over the place to compete.
Yeah, it's kind of like hockey, I suppose. All right, well, we will be joined momentarily by Ryan Richards. He's the race director of the Ironman competition this Sunday in Racine. But in the meantime, please enjoy some of my music. With my music, these are the Loggins and Messina fellas.
Hey, little girl, won't you meet me at the schoolyard gate? God knows that I love my music. Ain't no one gonna change my tune. Don't you know that I love my music? Ain't never gonna change.
God knows I love my music on your radio, friend. That was Loggins and Messina. 6 minutes until 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host back in the studio with Mark Eichhorst, tag team partner on these community conversations. And please welcome to WRJN the director of the big Ironman competition this Sunday in Racine, Mr. Ryan Richards. Ryan.
Yes.
How are you?
Hello, everybody. I'm good.
Are you competing in the Ironman?
No, I'm not. I just I work on the organization team. I have a great crew, great staff members that help me put the race on, plus obviously all of the fabulous volunteers from the Racine County area that help put that race on. So.
It's called an Ironman 70.3. What's the 70.3 represent?
70.3 is the total distance that the athletes will cover that day. They'll do a 1.2-mile swim, a 56-mile bike ride, and then finish it up with a 13-point-mile run. If you add those three distances together, 70.3 miles.
Sounds like a good time. What do you think the longest you have ever ridden a bike is at one time?
I think my longest was 115 miles in one time.
Oh, so you have you competed in Ironman before?
I've never competed in an Ironman race. I did a bike ride from Minneapolis to Chicago a number of years ago, and I think 115 miles was our longest day that we rode.
That was a long day.
It was a long day, but it's fun. If you get the right attitude and get the right people around you, a lot of people can do a lot of things together. So,
what do you think is the distinguishing characteristic between the competitors who will be in the Ironman race this Sunday?
We probably have close to 2,400 athletes. Amongst those 2,400 athletes, there's probably 2,400 different stories, reasons why they do the race. Obviously a lot of them do it for the personal challenge of it. Some of them are doing it in memory of a friend or family member. Some of them are doing it to prove a point, personally or to other people. And obviously we have some professionals who are doing it because it's their job to come out and do these races. So, there's a lot of different, characteristics. There's a lot of different people. There's a lot of different body shapes, that do this race. So, like I said, 2,400 people about, and there's probably that many stories.
He's Ryan Richards. He's the race director for the big Ironman 70.3 race this Sunday in beautiful Racine. This is Glenn Klein on Community Conversations, along with Mark Eichhorst.
Ryan, how many this year, how many states and countries will be represented?
I believe we're just over 40. I want to say 42 states. I was just kind of scrolling through the list of names before I got on with you guys, and I got up to 42 states, and we're probably at about 18 countries, I believe.
What do you think the furthest country is from Racine, Wisconsin?
I'm guessing probably Australia is our furthest country.
The Aussies are tough, man. Great people.
Craig Alexander, who's won the full Ironman three times in Hawaii. He has competed here in years past.
Yes.
Do we have anybody from Hawaii coming to Racine?
I did not see Hawaii on the list.
I wonder what the other seven are. If you had to predict, you don't have to look through the list. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say we have nobody from Montana. We have nobody from, Wyoming. What would you say with the other four are? Nobody from New Hampshire.
If I had to guess, I'd say maybe North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Alaska.
Maybe Alaska.
Alaska, yeah.
Yeah. Got anybody from Illinois?
Lots of people from Illinois.
They like to come over to the border north, especially during the summer and the snow season. Those people from Illinois.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Illinois is our highest percentage of athletes, and then followed closely by Wisconsin.
Illinois beats Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wow.
It is absolutely amazing to watch. And the most amazing thing is the winner will cross the finish line probably in less than 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And for the past several years, I've been down there and been able to talk to the winner of the event, and it's like they haven't they just finished and they can talk to me. They're not out of breath. They're not sweating. They're not ready to collapse.
You're more out of breath than they are.
Yeah, absolutely. that's the truth. And it's just
are you gonna be down there for Sunday?
Yes, I will be.
Oh, with a roving report.
Yep.
Awesome. Ryan, what is one thing that people would be surprised about the overall competition that they wouldn't know?
Boy, it's hard to pin it down to one thing. You know, I think something, you know, people that are not involved in triathlon, and especially long distance triathlon, at the half Ironman, which this is, or the full Ironman distance, is probably the amount of time that people train on this. The average Ironman athlete's training 25 to 30 hours per week.
Hmm.
And that's in addition to, you know, most of these folks have full-time positions, full-time jobs. You know, so it's a tremendous commitment that these people make. And I think that's probably something that's surprising. These guys are not, these men and women are not just, you know, signing up for this on a whim. They're committed to it. They're committed to the lifestyle, and they're committed to participating in the race.
So. Ryan, I think one of the most amazing things that I heard in recent days is the average family income of a triathlete. Tell them that one.
Yeah, the average family income is typically, you know, six figures, over $100,000. So it's a sport of people that travel a lot. They typically travel with many family members or other friends. The average Ironman athlete stays in a community 3 days, typically around the race, and that's not including any time that they have come to Racine before the race for training. And they typically come with 3 to 4 other people. So they're probably renting, you know, one or two hotel rooms. They're staying in the community. They're eating out, you know, probably 5 to 6, 7 meals while they're in town.
Yeah, I bet they don't eat much of a breakfast before they do that, though.
You'd be surprised probably at what they do eat.
Yeah, that's true.
It's obviously a tremendous calorie burn to do this race. So they have, you know, they eat a lot of lean protein, a lot of healthy fats, as well as carbohydrates, which everybody obviously associates.
A couple of brats, probably. Brats and
beer. Yeah, I think afterwards.
You know,
brats and pizza are probably two of the most requested foods after an event. They're done eating healthy at that point. They've completed their race. They're ready to go celebrate a little bit, maybe with you know, some sodas or some beers, or you know, just enjoy the Racine lifestyle.
Well, now we know why Mark Eichhorst and your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host do not compete in the triathlon. We can't afford it. That's our build. But I've got a very good friend who is a triathlete from Manitoba, Canada, and he owns an accounting firm. So I didn't know the financial element, but I have got to get him down to next year's race in Racine. For people who want to get information about the Ironman competition, whether they want to attend or they want to participate coming up probably in 2017, how can they get more information?
You know, probably the easiest place is check out the Ironman Racine 70.3 website, which is ironmanracine.com.
Thank you, Ryan. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And we'll see you Saturday, too, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be I'm leaving shortly. I'll be in Racine within a couple of hours, and I always look forward to coming down there and staying there and seeing people that have helped every year with the race. So looking forward to it.
Well, be careful by that speed trap by Union Grove, okay?
It sounds good. I will I'll keep my eyes open for that.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. A Magnum.media station.
A tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power follows WRJN covering the world.
Sanders endorses Clinton, Lynch on emails. I'm Chaz Henry. In Portsmouth, New Hampshire at this hour, two former primary rivals on stage together.